Street of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
People really put pastors and leaders under microscopes. But yet, let somebody put you under a microscope with all your dirty laundry, your lying self, your unfaithful self. But yet, you want to hold people, pull the carpet from under them because something they said may not have come to pass when you thought it should. What about Abraham? What about when Moses, they prophesied and it didn't happen for generations. But yet, God told them. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there's a sunset coming and there's a sunrise coming and it's going to come a lot sooner than you think. But see, God is trying your heart, testing your mind, seeing what you're made of. Will you trust God? How is God going to tell you of heavenly things and you don't believe him concerning earthly things? Well, God didn't show up at 9, so I'm out. This is how people think. But I'm telling you, there's a shock and an awe coming. I'm going to find me some amens now. The failure of Samuel's sons led people to reject their authority as judges, as well as to reject God, who in his sovereignty set them up to rule over his people. God's sovereignty. He was going to set Samuel's sons up. Tell somebody, God is sovereign. Is it Burger King that says have it your way? Or tell somebody, this ain't Burger King. People think God is not on the throne because you don't have something your way. I want you to take note of this and in your own time, go back and study this very lesson on the sunset of Saul. Because give me Psalms, no. Go back to 1 Samuel. I just wanted to establish that. Give me 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 9, and we're going to read some more. Verse 9. And we're going to do quite a bit of reading. I just want to set the foundation here so that you can study it yourself. Now, therefore, hearken unto their voice. This is God talking to Samuel, the prophet, the judge. Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that ask of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. The first thing, he will take your sons. Now you got to understand, so maybe we'll get into this some other time. Let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of spooky people, I'm saying spooky, amen, in government. Amen. In other words, involved in the occult. Amen. Witchcraft. Amen. I'm talking about on levels that would blow your mind. Amen. And people don't understand it because they wear neckties and, you know, they look pretty and act like they got some sense before the camera. Amen. But a lot of them are witches. Warlocks. That's how they get power. That's how they get money. Remember the devil came to Jesus and said, bow down to me. Worship me, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms. you'll find very few that haven't sold out. Come on, let's be real, that haven't sold out. That's why things are going the way they're going. And the church has been sleeping. The church has been blind. The church has been talking about Samuel's sons. They're racist. We can have that. All right, get ready for Saul. Help me out, Holy Ghost. I see I ain't going to have much help here. I don't care who you voted for or who you didn't vote for or what you believe, what side of the aisle you're on. That has no impetus or emphasis on this. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. We're going to look at what's evil and what's right. What's dark and what's light. Period. Tell somebody, God ain't through yet. And again, I don't care who you voted for, who you didn't vote for, and all of that stuff, and what things look like. Follow this story. Follow this story. You're going to get some revelation about God. See, God ain't through yet. Amen. God ain't through yet. See, a lot of times God does stuff, and he doesn't do it when you think so, because if you think so, it's just the fruit being pulled. God's not thinking about the pulling the fruit. God says, no, I'm going after the root. I'm going after what's been there hundreds of years. I'm going after a system. I'm going after what is demonic, what is devilish, what Lucifer started. I'm going after this so the light can shine. Sometimes you got to pluck up, pull down, tear down, destroy, then plant and build. So you got to wait. You got to watch while God tears some stuff down, while God exposes some stuff, while God destroys some stuff. There are going to be people made ashamed of what they've done because their dark deeds are going to come to the light. There are going to be those that step down, those that got taken down, those that commit suicide. Help me, Holy Ghost. I wish I had some real saints in here. Oh, I'm going to prophesy to you. I'm not going to give you the milk toast. I'm going to give you what's real. Keep on watching. Hide and watch, laugh and watch, mock and watch, but keep watching. God's going to shock and awe. Saints getting tired. I'm just so tired. Well, you need to just pray more. Need to study your word more. Stop being so carnal. Get out from in front of the TV. Turn CNN off. Liars, deceivers. We live in a time of delusion. It's not a time to just yield. Well, you know. No, well, you know nothing. It's time to take a stand. Listen. You may not study other books other than the Canaan. But there are other books inspired. Amen. Yes. Even before books, certain things were passed down by word of mouth. Amen. But you know, Nimrod tried to kill Abraham because they knew Abram was a special child and that he would contend with all the witchcrafts. See, we got to go way back. You got to understand something. The systems have been based upon witchcraft, the occult. And see, if you don't know history, you don't really know where you're going. There's a lot of stuff that'll slip by you. But when you understand, even in Jude, it talks about the way of Cain. And you got people rising up today talking about Jesus is not the only way. They had a testimony for a while. They're real popular for a while. But they're saying Jesus is not the only way. Islam, you know, the Muslim, there are many roads that lead to Rome. Well, there are roads that lead to Rome if you're going to Rome. But there's only one road that leads to heaven. Amen. I said there's only one road. There's only one name. I don't care what you say. It's only one name. Lying demons. You got to watch it in this last day, this antichrist spirit. It's always been around. It's always been around. This ain't nothing new. He's just rearing his ugly head now. Antichrist. The ones that say Jesus didn't come in the flesh. He's not the Son of God. There are other ways. Yeah, you can be spiritual. You can get spirits. Spirit guides. Listen. See, the saints got to start digging. You got to stop being just a superficial Christian. Just surface. Believe everything you hear. Just go along with everything that's presented to you. You better step back and say, wait a minute, Lord, what is this? Get some Holy Ghost discernment. We got to stand in these last days. Hello. Amen. Abraham, Nimrod, you know what Nimrod did to Abraham and his brother Nahor? This is in the book of Enoch and Jasher. He seized upon him because they hid Abraham until he was grown up. But Abraham contended with him, and he seized Abraham and his brother Nahor and threw him into a fiery furnace. Immediately, Nahor, his brother, died, was burned. Abraham didn't burn. Listen to me. And you can find this in fairy tale stuff. This is from the scribes and sages and passed down. 3 days he had him in the fire. 3 full days. And he didn't burn. In other words, they couldn't. See, Abraham was appointed to be the seed. And I don't care how you try to destroy God's seed. God is always going to have him a remnant. Amen. If it's got to defy a natural order, God's going to have him a remnant. Just like Noah found grace in his sight. But see, most people just, you know, they just want, the little stories, the little Bible stories. And, you know, don't rock the boat. Don't give me anything that's going to make me think or that's going to challenge where I'm at with my comfortable Christianity. Amen. But you got to wake up in this day and time. You got to wake up. Because a lot of people say they woke, but they sleep. Amen. They sleep. They're running for their life. They're afraid. They're living in fear, calling it wisdom. I said they're living in fear, calling it wisdom. And they're listening to the wrong voices. They're not listening to God. But see, all of that in this time in which we live, all of that's going to come out. There's going to be a whole lot of folks that say they were saved, going to be shamed. Made ashamed by God. In high places, in low places. Made ashamed by God. Talking the talk, but ain't walking the walk. Let's continue reading. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, Samuel is told by God. Howbeit yet protest solemnly against them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Samuel, show them what kind of king they are asking for. Who's going to reign over them now? Amen. Amen. Well, anybody but Samuel's sons. Get them out of there. Amen. We don't want Samuel's son. Give us a king. I said, all right. I'm going to give you what you want. Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people, unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons. I want to emphasize that. See, that's a whole lesson and message right there in itself.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.